Feeder cattle sales are off and running. We're going to dive into this. Crew, let's ranch it up. Good day, everyone, and thanks for riding with us on this all-new episode of the Ranch It Up Radio Show. I'm Jeff Tigger Earhart. A big thank you goes out to our partners, RanchChannel.com, Superior Livestock Productions and Superior Livestock Auctions, Wolf Cattle, Jorgensen Land and Cattle, Transova Genetics, Axiota Animal Health, bringing us Multimin and Lactopro, the American Galvy Association, Imogene Ingredients, bringing us Pharmatan, Westway Feed Products, Medora Boot and Western Wear, Allied Genetic Resources and Allied Feeding Partners, LivestockMarket.com, EquineMarket.com, AuctionTime.com, the Tri-State Livestock News, RFD-TV, Wrangler, and this fine radio station. We're just going to dive right into cattle sales. Last week was a big run of feeder cattle sales from Western Video Market to Northern Livestock Video to the Corn Belt Classic from Superior Livestock. And many tuned in last week to the Corn Belt Classic. Over 100,000 heads sold. And this one, it kind of sets the stage, if you will, for the following sales from Superior. Roger Janes with High Tech Marketing jumps back on the program with us to recap the Corn Belt Classic. Roger, thanks for coming on the program again and talking with us. Now, you're sitting in the airport terminal as we speak, so I won't keep you any longer than we need to so that you can make your flight. So give me a recap of the Corn Belt Classic. It was only 2 days versus three that it normally is, but, 100,000 plus cattle sold. So how'd they sell?
Well, I tell you what, it was a very steady, strong market all the way through. First day on the yearlings, second day on the calves, ballers. It just seemed like it was wall to wall, you know, standing room only crowd there. Superior hosted a very gracious and delicious beef dinner both days. And one thing about it, the whole world knows what a calf and a yearling is worth today. It was true price discovery, and I think that's very important for anybody in the cattle business. But I think the market has found its groove. It pretty much steady from the last previous sale that we had. Great demand on these heavy 650 to 750 plus calves. The cattle with the genetics and the vaccination protocols just sold very well. I think we sold over 99%, which is good. There was a few scratches and things. I didn't see hardly any cattle passed out. They just stayed in the buggy, took the money, and the farmer feeder was in, the feedlots were in, the Canadians were in, and it was just steady. I didn't see a bubble in it.
So now we're getting revved up for the Week in the Rockies sale is the next one that's on the calendar. That's a big one too. And here's the question I got for you. And I've talked with a lot of people out in the country, as have you, Roger, your whole life. But this year and this summer is a little bit different because there are a lot of guys, they're wondering what they should do because the prices are good. And they're trying to get bids from different people. They're trying to move in different directions, obviously trying to capture the most amount of money that they can. So let's talk about those guys that are sitting on their pockets and sitting on their hands right now.
You know, it's awful hard to step out by these cattle, early like this. But I tell you what, the market's here. Take advantage of it. Wishful thinking if it's going to get higher. Like I say, the last two or three sales have been steady, strong. The prices haven't fluctuated that much, you know what I mean? But to sit out there and wait, you want to get these cattle locked in, and sort of these guys feeding them.
They
don't want to wait till the snowballs are hitting them. Only thing you're going to do is you're going to ship a calf that's got two snowstorms on the back and went about 75 pounds lighter than when, you know, if you went early with them.
Exactly right. You know, we bring this up all the time. We talk about, you know, the BE, the break even. And I think it's really important now, especially for those people that are, and we talked about this last time, Roger, that you know that I believe in options of looking at all these different areas, but people really need to know exactly What do I gotta do to break even on these things? And then from there, you can start to look at other options versus just, you know, hoping you can maybe get a nickel higher over here or something like that. Because it's like, I think you said it last time, if there's a $100 bill that's laying on the ground, are you going to pass it up in hopes that you're going to get $110 another few steps down the road? You know what I mean?
Well, they got to come to reality. These cattle are exactly from yearling to a balling calf to a weaned calf. It doesn't matter what weight bracket they're in. They're average $60 to $75 a hundred over a year ago's prices.
Wow.
So to wish for any more, I mean, listen, you got the cards on the table. Don't outbluff the dealer, okay? Sell cattle.
That's exactly right. That's why I love talking to you, Roger. You call a spade using your poker analogy. Hey, I want to jump from the balling calves to the bred cows and bred heifers. What did they do on the Corn Belt Classic? Where were they ringing the bell at?
Okay, I think the pairs, first calf pairs, I think they brought $5,100. The bred heifers, I think they were somewhere between $2,900 and $3,500. And everybody's thinking they want a little more on that. And, of course, a bred heifer, you got a lot of green on the biller table there. So, you know, they're waiting to see what happens, you know. But the demand was really on these middle-range calves weighing 6.5 to 7. The four weights, it might be in a little early, but, you know, a 4.5 to 460 on a 480 to 520, that's pretty good demand. Why wait to see if we got weed in Kansas or Oklahoma, you know what I'm saying, to turn out? You know, it's, I could say, the market, I never base the feeder cattle market off the bred stock. You know, that's a whole different ball game, and everybody looks at one of them different than you look at one that you're going to feed out.
So we've got the Week in the Rockies sale that is coming up here in July. You know, deadlines, you already had to have your cattle cataloged and need to be committed on that. So let's just go out a little bit farther where people have I might have missed that. No problem. We've got the Video Royale sale that's coming up the end of July. We've also got the Bighorn Classic sale that we personally have a lot of friends that sell on that sale. So there is opportunities. However, I'm going to say those deadlines are coming up ka-chunk, 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 ka-chunk. So literally, yes. After people are done listening to you and I have this conversation, get on the horn, talk to a Superior rep if you don't know who they are, and just ask some questions and literally start that marketing process, because you don't want to be behind the eight ball on this one. Like you said, I mean, when calves are selling for so much more than what they were last year, there is certainly a lot of opportunity, but it's opportunity for those people that take the steps to be able to take advantage of it.
Yes. Well, usually the Corn Belt Classic sets the stage for the balance of the summer marketings, and I think we've kind of proven that with the previous sale and this one. I think we'll be really good until we get into the later markets, you know, past Sheridan. Probably it might get a little tougher. These guys have you know, got their numbers kind of halfway purchased, and they'll probably sit back and wait and see. And generally going into the delivery season, the cattle are, you know, 7 to 10, I've seen them $20 lower, you know what I mean? So we might as well get on the boat and get the cattle sold. And it's just wishful thinking if you're going to gain $5 when you got that kind of money laying in the pot right now. One last thought is one thing about it. The whole world knows what a calf and a yearling is worth today. It was true price discovery. And I think that's very important for anybody in the cattle business.
Roger James with High Tech Marketing. Always fun to visit with Roger. Now, the next sale is July 7th through the 11th. That's the Week in the Rockies sale from Superior Livestock. Deadlines are passed for consignments, but you can still hit the Video Royale sale and the Bighorn Classic. But those deadlines are going to be here before you know it. So get on the horn, call your Superior rep, visit with them, ask questions, and get those calves moved. Crew, time for a quick break. When we come back, we recap more details from the Corn Belt Classic from Superior, along with Western Video Market and Northern Livestock Video. You're listening to the Ranch It Up Radio Show. Keep it parked.
Are you looking for true price discovery for your feeder cattle? Look no further than Superior Livestock Auction. The Week in the Rockies sale is coming up July 7th through the 11th, followed by the Video Royale July 28th through August 1st. Deadlines are coming up fast. For the Video Royale sale, cattle need to be cataloged by July 11th, and videos need to be submitted by July 18th. Again, July 11th for the catalog and July 18th for the videos to consign to the Video Royale. Any questions, reach out to your Superior Livestock Auction rep or call Superior Livestock Customer Service at 800-422-2117. View the sale live on Dish Network Channel 997, the Superior Livestock Auction YouTube channel page, and SuperiorLivestock.com. Selling cattle the Superior way.
We run a lot of high milk producing mama cows in our herd.
Mitch Kenobi of Norfolk dealt with scours in his herd.
So bad that we sent samples off to South Dakota State and Kansas State. Heard about Pharmatan. As a producer, I know it's our job to limit our inputs, but when it comes to Pharmatan, Dad and I don't blink an eye. It is a must for every calving season.
Adding Pharmatan to your livestock's nutrition this fall will rid your new herd of scours in the spring. Go to PharmatanUSA.com. Call Joe Knopp at 340-3323.
Gelve and Balancer producers, seed stock and commercial, add genetic technology from the American Gelve Association. They provide genetic tools to both seed stock and commercial producers. From being a part of the world's largest genetic evaluation and providing some of the most accurate EPDs in the industry to offering a wide variety of DNA tests, the AGA delivers its members and customers tools for success within the beef industry. Head to Gelve.org for more information from the American Gelve Association.
Welcome back to the Ranch It Up Radio Show. The most information packed into a 30-minute program that you can find. It's your All Things Ranching newscast, and so glad to be hanging out with each and every one of you. Questions, comments, concerns, criticisms, rants, it doesn't matter. You can text or call. That number is 707-RANCH-20. That's 707-726-2420. Our email, ranchitupshow@gmail.com, prowling around social media at ranchitupshow. Now, recapping the Corn Belt Classic from Superior Livestock from last week, I broke this down just into a little bit more details for y'all. You can find more information and go to specific states, specific weights. You can find out exact load lots. You can head to SuperiorLivestock.com. You can actually watch the sale from last week. Just head to the Superior Livestock Auctions YouTube page, and you can pick out specific lots if you want to see how they sell. And we have all that information available, of course, at RanchChannel.com. So, recapping the Corn Belt Classic, I'm going to start with Region 2. Colorado, Wyoming, Montana, Nebraska, North and South Dakota, and Utah. On the steer side, 4 to 5 weight steers last week at the Corn Belt Classic, 412 to 504. 5 to 6 weight steers, 3.5 to 440. 6 to 7 weights at 323 to 383. 7 to 8 weight steers, 305 to 343. 8 to 9 weight steers, 308.5 up to 335, and then 900 up to 1,000 pound steers, 283 to 308. The heifer mates, Region 2, Colorado, Wyoming, Montana, Nebraska, the Dakotas, and Utah. 4 to 5 weight heifers, 366 to 415. 5 to 6 weights at 329 to 387. 6 to 7 weights, 303 to 356, 7 to 8 weight heifers, 297 to 343, 8 to 9 weights at 275.5 up to 310, 9 to 10 weights at 275 to 290.5. In Region 3, which was Texas, Oklahoma, New Mexico, Arizona, Louisiana, and Arkansas, on the steers, 4.5 to 5 weight steers at 364 to 455, 5 to 6 weights, 333 up to 4 bucks. 6 to 7 weights, 3 bucks up to 382.5. 7 to 8 weights, 3 bucks up to 349. 8 to 9 weights, 287 up to 320. And then 900 up to 1,000 pound steers from Region 3 at 272 to 306. For the heifer mates now, 4 to 5 weights at 365 to 423. 5 to 6 weights, 316 and a half to 378. 6 to 7 weights, $3 up to 356. 7 to 8 weight heifers at 287 and a half to 322. And 8 to 9 weight heifers at 280 to 294. And again, for a complete recap, you can head to superiorlivestock.com. Click on market reports. You can head to ranchchannel.com. We have that information available for you there as well. Or go to the show notes for this particular episode, and we will have the link available, and you can check out states and weight classes. Now heading to Western Video Market, their complete recap available at WVMcattle.com. Of course, we'll have the link available in the show notes for this episode as well. Their sale that took place June 13th, just kind of cherry-picking a few different lots out. First, want to talk about some beef on dairy crosses. In fact, we're going to be covering this topic a whole lot more coming up here in the next few weeks. But we've got 90 head of beef dairy cross steers weighing 560, Kansas origin, coming in at 387. The heifer mates, 95 head of the beef on dairy crosses, the heifers weighing 535, Kansas origin, coming in at 365. Now, some bigger load lots to tell you about. 310 head. These are 765 weight steers, California origin. These are from Dick Bradbury. They brought 314. And then also some California origin steers and heifers. These are Sean Burdett cattle. 181 head of 8 weight steers at 313. And then 68 head of 7 weight heifers at 308. And their next sale is the Silver Legacy sale coming up July 14th through the 16th, which will be simulcast on Dish Network Channel 998. Now moving on to Northern Livestock Video Auction from their 2025 Early Summer Special, which was June 19th through the 20th, just a few days ago. Starting out with North Fork Cattle Company out of Montana, brought 450 head of steers weighing 460 to town for late October delivery, coming in at 456. Here's 380 head from MC Ranch Company LLC out of Wyoming, 475 weight steers for late October, early November delivery at 433. The Wells Ranch, 200 head of 5 weight steers, November delivery at 427. Chuck Greaves from Wyoming came in with 105 head. These are replacement quality heifers. They were weighing right around 500 pounds, late October delivery at 417. The Greet Ranch Incorporated coming in with two pots, 200 head of 610 weight steers for late October, early November delivery at 389. Now, the next sale for Northern Livestock Video Auction is their Summertime Classic coming up July 21st through the 23rd. And for more information, head to northernlivestockvideo.com. And of course, we've got this recap available online for this episode as well. And coming soon to ranchchannel.com, sale results and recaps from various different auctions and sale barns across the country, along with listings for top dollar Angus calves that are coming up for grabs. We talked with Nate Smith from Top Dollar Angus last week. In case you missed that episode, check it out. Crew, it's time for a break. The Ranch It Up Radio Show will be right back after this. Attention, cattle producers. Boost your herd's trace mineral status with Axiota Animal Health's Multi-Min 90. This injectable solution delivers essential trace minerals known to support cattle health and reproduction. Don't settle for less when it comes to your herd health. Trust Axiota Animal Health to keep your cattle in prime condition. Visit your local supplier or veterinarian to learn more about Multi-Min 90. Multi-Min 90, because healthy cattle mean a healthy bottom line.
LivestockMarket.com. We hear from the crew at LivestockMarket.com every week. Bulls, cows, bred heifers, open replacement heifers, cow-calf pairs, feeders, and stockers, horses, pigs, goats, sheep, show stock, hay and straw, and even alpacas, all listed on LivestockMarket.com. Private treaty, online auctions, and on-site auctions. Buying or selling, gauge the market, do some research. Check out LivestockMarket.com.
And don't forget, they brought you AuctionTime.com and EquineMarket.com.
RanchChannel.com. I'll give you just a few seconds to head there on your phone. RanchChannel.com, your farm and ranch network on demand. Bull sales, Western events, product information, right at your fingertips on the ultimate cowboy-friendly platform. Want to follow up-to-date markets? RanchChannel.com. No need to dig for information on all these different websites. It's all right there on RanchChannel.com. Y'all are loving it now, aren't you?
Welcome back, everyone, to the Ranch It Up radio show. That time in the program, we check in with Kirk Donsbach, StoneX Financial Incorporated, recapping the markets from last week. Kirk, what happened? How did kind of things close out when we had all of these tensions that were going on overseas?
Well, good morning, Tigger, and all your listeners out there. Friday, June 20th was an interesting day for sure. Obviously, the big news that came out late after the markets closed was President Trump ordering the bombing of an Iranian nuclear site. August feeder futures closed the week on Friday at 302.37.5. That's down 360 on the week. The CME feeder index was down 611 at 310.99, leaving the basis versus August futures at positive 861.5. We did have the June 1st cattle on feed report that came out at 98.8% versus 99 expected. Placements for May were 92.2% versus 94.9% expected, and marketed at 89.9% versus 90.3% expected. So generally a neutral report. August live cattle closed the week at 209.72.5. That's down 252.5 on the week, with cash trading 228 to 234 in the south. That 228 price in Texas is what set the market lower on Friday. The north traded 236 to 237. That left the 5-area weighted average down $1.30 at 236.20, and the basis versus June futures at a positive $12.97.5. We are still dealing with a very wide positive basis. Choice boxes closed the week up 12.62 at 390.50, with a high of 394 on the week. Those are very, very high box prices. Weekly slaughter was 554,000 head. That's down 4,000 head from last week, and 62,000 head below the same week last year. Dress weights were down 3 pounds at 868. That's up 24 pounds versus the same week last year. The combination of weekly slaughter and dress weights decreased the yearly production by 0.3% to 3.2% less than the same week last year. To wrap this up, September corn closed at 426.25. That's down 2.5 on the week. Corn consolidated at the low end of its trading range, not getting any support from all the bullish news in oil, beans, and wheat. That's fairly concerning if you're a wheat bull.
Hey, all, Mark Banzi with LivestockMarket.com. Coming up this Wednesday, July 2nd, we have an all-class cattle and hay online auction. Bidding opens at just $100 a head, no reserves, all lots will sell. Featured lots include 110 Angus Charolais and Hereford steers, 60-plus days wean, 450 pounds. They've been worked, received one round of shots, and turned out from This Guy LLC in Russell Springs, Kentucky. A purebred Scottish Highland herd dispersal, 7 cow-calf pairs, 4 open replacement heifers, 2 butcher-ready steers, and 1 yearling bull. Cows are just finishing calving. They should be ready to breed again soon. They got 3 bull calves on the ground and 1 heifer calf so far, with the other 3 coming any day from Hudson Ranch in Whitefish, Montana. Another purebred Scottish Highland bull. This one's named Justice. Born in April of 2024, currently weighs around 600 or 700 pounds. He's growing fast. He's as gentle as the breed is, but he hasn't been halter trained yet. Great around people, and he can hand feed him from Cali Ranch in Grant Pass, Oregon. Featured hay lots include 50 large round alfalfa bales selling on 5 10-bale lots. This is first cutting 2024, 5x6 poly twine. They'll load it for you. Cobes Auctions in David City, Nebraska. 38 large round Bermuda bales, 4x5, net wrap, first cutting 2025, fertilized, shedded, never rained on, from C. N. Bertrand Planting in Opelousas, Louisiana. 27 large round alfalfa bales selling on 3 9-bale lots. It's 5x6 poly twine, first cutting 2025, no rain, it's really clean. This is a second year hay field from Cove's Auctions in David City, Nebraska. And 208 small square alfalfa bales selling on 8 26-bale lots. First cutting 2025, wire tie, 60 pounds, no rain. It's been stored inside from Cove's Auctions. Bidding is currently live, but all lots will sell the morning of Wednesday, July 2nd at 10 a.m. Central Time. You got cattle to sell? Regular online cattle auctions first and third Wednesday of every month with hay sales every Wednesday on livestockmarket.com and auctiontime.com.
Are you looking for ways to put more money in your ranch's bank account? Maybe that means hosting weddings or other Airbnb guests. Well, or maybe not. Hey, I'm Shay Warner, and I host the Casual Cattle Conversations podcast. I visited with Jason Rick to learn how he and his wife have navigated hosting various events and guests on their ranch, and how to know if it's the right option for you. Here's a little bit of what we talk about.
But we had an open house, I guess it's been about 3 weeks ago, and we had a tremendous turnout. We had over 100 people. Some of them drove, 100 plus miles to come and see our venue, see what we were doing. And many of those were other farmers and ranchers who were looking to do the same thing, and they just were trying to figure out how to do it themselves. So we got to have those conversations to help other producers as well.
Listen to the full story by searching for Casual Cattle Conversations on your favorite podcast player. Happy ranching, folks.
And now that's going to wrap it up for today. A big thanks goes out to our crew, Roger Janes with High Tech Marketing, Kirk Donsbach, StoneX Financial Incorporated, Mark Van Zee with LivestockMarket.com, Shay Warner, Casual Cattle Conversations. A big thank you goes out to our partners, RanchChannel.com, Superior Livestock Productions and Superior Livestock Auctions, Wolf Cattle, Jorgensen Land and Cattle, Transova Genetics, Axiota Animal Health, they bring us Multimin and Lactopro, the American Gelvy Association, Imogene Ingredients, bringing us Pharmatan, Westway Feed Products, Medora Boot and Western Wear, Allied Genetic Resources and Allied Feeding Partners, LivestockMarket.com, EquineMarket.com, AuctionTime.com, the Tri-State Livestock News, RFD TV, Wrangler, and this fine radio station and crew. So glad y'all came with us one more time as we ranch it up. Be sure to follow and like us on Facebook at Ranch It Up Show. Our email is ranchitupshow@gmail.com. Call and text 24/7. That phone number is 707-RANCH-20, 707-726-2420. Spread the good word and join us again next week where it's always Tigger and Beck approved. Stay ranchy and ranch it up.